Hello, my name is Jim Katsoulis, and you are about to listen to a self-hypnosis session entitled The New Thin Me. This session has been designed specifically to put you on the right track so that you begin automatically doing the things that create the body that you want, getting you the results that you truly desire for yourself. Now, everyone within them knows what to do. They know what to eat. They know what the exercises they should be doing. They know these things. So these are already a part of you. You already have some of this wisdom within you. This session is designed to unlock that wisdom so that you begin automatically acting this way. You'll find yourself naturally drinking more water. You're going to find yourself naturally and automatically craving fresh fruits and salads. This will happen on its own, and you'll find a stronger desire to want to go out, move around, and get some fresh air. Now, when these things become your daily activities, you're going to find that your body begins to transform right before your eyes. So if you've never used hypnosis before, don't worry. You only need to do three things. Number one, make sure that you're listening to this session in a quiet place where you're comfortable and you won't be disturbed. You need 20 minutes or so of undisturbed comfort to really get the most out of this session. Number two, you're going to need to close your eyes while you're listening to this session. You'll find that you'll get much more out of it. And number three, what you're going to have to do, it's absolutely crucial, is that you need to relax. Just give yourself permission to take 20 minutes and forget about everything. Put your whole day to the side and just enjoy and relax. Now, to get started, what I'd like you to do is to put both feet flat on the floor. And the first thing we're going to concentrate on is your breathing. What you're going to find out is that your breathing is literally the key to relaxation. So I want you to focus on the exhale. Exhale all the air out of your lungs, out through your nose if you can, pushing your stomach in, all the air is out of your lungs. Now relax all the muscles and inhale. Take a deep breath in and do the same thing. Exhale all the air out of your lungs, squeezing your stomach in, chest in, shoulders, and then inhale and relax. So this is the process. You intentionally focus on the exhale, let all the air out of your lungs. Let the inhale happen naturally by just relaxing the stomach, shoulder, chest, and neck muscles. And let that be the way that you breathe from this point forward. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to focus your attention on your toes. And we're going to go through and we're going to do something called the progressive relaxation. And basically just make sure that you're relaxed and you're calm physically. And we'll get your mind to relax in a moment. Now, it's important to understand that hypnosis is basically just physical and mental relaxation put together. And when you have this state of mind and body, you're going to find that amazing things begin happening in your life automatically. So I want you to concentrate on your toes right now. And I want you to imagine that each toe has a heavy weight around it, and it's pulling it down towards the floor. I want you to imagine that this heaviness and this relaxation is pulling each toe down towards the earth. And I want you to feel that heaviness and that relaxation moving into the bottom of your feet so that you can feel the bottom of your feet being pulled down into the floor, and you can feel that heavy relaxation moving up into the top of your feet. So you just let the top of your feet completely let go. Let that feeling move up through your ankles and into your calves, completely relaxing those muscles and that part of your body, feeling heavier and being pulled down towards the earth. And then feeling that sensation move up through your knees and into your thighs, just letting go, enjoying that feeling of relaxation, allowing gravity to pull those muscles right down towards the ground. And then let that feeling move up through your waist and into your stomach, completely relaxing the muscles in your stomach. Concentrate on them and imagine them just letting go, becoming soft and relaxed. That feeling moving up into your chest, relaxing the chest muscles, moving up into your shoulders and down into your upper arms, past your elbows and into your forearms, all the way past your wrists, into your hands, down into your fingers and back again, into your forearms, past your elbows, into your upper arms, back into your shoulders, doubling the relaxation so that from your shoulders down is completely relaxed. and you can imagine that sensation now becoming stronger. Allow it to double. Allow the relaxation from your shoulders down to completely double and become stronger. And now let that feeling move up into your neck. Your neck becoming more and more relaxed, moving all the way up into your ears and down into your jaw muscles. Allow your jaw to relax completely. Allow it to become soft. And allow that feeling to move over your lips into your nasal passages, the sinuses, so that you begin breathing in this relaxation. You breathe this relaxation in right into your lungs, and it spreads into every cell, nerve, and fiber of your body, so that you become more and more relaxed with each and every breath you take. And then that feeling of relaxation moves up into your eyes and eyelids now. It becomes stronger, and you can feel it completely moving back into your mind. As it moves up into your eyebrow muscles now, relaxing them. And then I want you to focus on a beam of light about the size of your fingertip. And I want you to imagine this focused beam of light going right into your mind, right in between your eyebrows, going right into your mind, relaxing your thoughts, allowing your thoughts to warm up and become slow, and just fall away as you imagine that illumination warming the inside of your mind. Then feel that relaxation spreading across your forehead and down over your temples, all the way down your face, and now over the top of your head and down the back of your head, all the way down the back of your neck and across your shoulders, just relaxing and letting go, letting that feeling move all the way down your spine, one vertebrae at a time, relaxing a different muscle in your back with each vertebrae that it passes until it reaches the base of your spine. And continues to move along past the back of your legs, knees, calves, feet, and toes. And now as you continue to breathe in a very relaxed, rhythmic, and calm way, intentionally relaxing the muscles in your stomach, chest, shoulder, and neck, I want you to allow the relaxation to double with each and every breath, just letting it continue and build and grow. So that every nerve, cell, fiber, every muscle in your body is just letting go. Imagining that gravity became twice as strong and was pulling you down towards the earth. So that you couldn't tell the difference if you were pushing down into your chair harder or if your chair was actually pushing up into you more. And as you begin to think about that question and you begin to think about all the things that you're not thinking about right now, your mind can begin to calm down because you can begin now to remember a time when you felt so calm and so relaxed. And it may have been a time when the sun was on your skin and it was just the perfect temperature. And that feeling of the sun on your skin and how that warmth penetrated deep into the muscles, just allowing you to soak up that feeling of warmth and of comfort. Until you almost felt like a puddle of relaxation, just completely letting go and giving into gravity and giving into the warmth and embracing it and letting it go right to the very core of who you are so that you could feel this warmth in the very deepest parts of your personality and your thoughts. And as you begin to feel that warmth, you can begin to relax your mind even more. And you may begin to notice that within you is a part of who you are that has been there your entire life from the moment that you were born. And this part of you knows exactly how to eat, exactly how to move, knows exactly how to live, to have a lean, healthy, vibrant body that makes you feel incredible. And you know this is true because you can imagine it now. You can begin to imagine if you were able to eat and exercise and had all the habits that would make you thin automatically. As if when you were eating, you naturally ate slower because you realized that you were able to taste the food more and it gave you more enjoyment from eating. And you also realize that when you're thin and you're able to eat exactly what it is that you want to eat, the food becomes more enjoyable because it now is something that's fueling your body and mind to live the exact life that you want to. And you realize that when you get upset or when you get sad, that you begin to look for other answers, other solutions to make you feel the way that you want to, and noticing that it feels better to live this way. It's actually easier because it's more relaxing, and you know that because when you think over your life now, you begin to remember that times in your life when you felt calm, when you felt good inside, emotionally you were happy, you also notice that you ate better. You naturally and automatically wanted foods that were better for you. You ate the right amounts of them. So see, you have this part of you that's been there the entire time. And what this is all about is to understand that when you put this part of you in charge, your entire life is going to change. And I want you to imagine that change now. What will your life be like? I want you to imagine a future when the new thin you is the one who is making the choices and calling the shots. I want you to imagine a time in the future when you're going to be stressed or overwhelmed or tired. And I want you to see how the new thin you is going to handle that situation. What are you going to do in that situation that is different than what you did in the past? Realizing that you now have the ability to be tired or stressed and to still eat perfectly healthy because you've made the decision and you now understand that food is fuel. And because of that distinction, you use it as such. Of course you still enjoy food, and it's still fun in social situations. The difference is that you're not abusing it anymore. You're not trying to use it to solve every issue in your life. Instead, you use it as fuel. And because you realize that nothing tastes as good as thin feels, your behaviors begin to automatically change. You naturally begin to focus in on fresh, pure water. It becomes more appealing to you because you realize that your body begins to feel completely different when you drink water. It feels alive. It feels as if it's buzzing almost. There's a certain energy flowing through it. And if water does that, fruit does it even more, because fruit is alive. And when you eat that, you begin to feel more alive. You could feel it energizing and buzzing through every cell in your body because you realize how much more appealing that food is to you than any sort of processed food with its manipulating sugars and all the processing that went into it. So far away from a natural state, you begin to intentionally and automatically notice fresh foods, fruits in their natural state, that when you eat them, give you the energy to live a life that you truly enjoy, that makes you feel incredible. Realizing that that's just the beginning of it, because after a little bit of time of living this way, after just a little bit of time of having the new thin you in control, you start to realize that there's other benefits that go along with this. Some of these benefits can be going into a clothing store and getting excited again about buying new clothes because you love the way that you look. You enjoy looking in a mirror because it makes you feel proud of yourself. A healthy, natural, enjoyable pride. Something that can make you feel good no matter how bad a day is. No matter how crappy a day can be, you know that you can always feel better because you can look at your body and know that you're as healthy as you can be, and you're vibrant, and you feel good. You have extra energy. You're able to wear the exact clothes that you want. You have as much confidence as you've ever had in your life. I mean, when you think back over your life and think about the times when you felt confident, even if it was only for a moment, you begin to feel that way. You begin to feel that energy and that excitement and that passion more and more. Not just because your body begins to shrink into the exact one that you want, but because you know, you can feel that you're on the right track. You can feel that there's hope again, that your future is bright, because as you look into the future, you can see yourself being healthy, you can see yourself eating the right foods, and you can see it all in the exact body that you want. Now you're going to have to get used to people coming up to you and giving you attention and noticing that you've really done something incredible, something that most people want to do, that you have actually done. And so you're going to have to be patient and you're going to have to be humble so that you can share with them how you did it, so that you can inspire them as well to live the life that they want to live. So you will become a role model in this way. And it's important to understand that this will be your future. Because when water seems so appealing, when you find different ways to move around, whether it be walking, martial arts, taking up dancing, whatever it is that makes you feel incredible, that gives you a new sense of joy and hope in your life, you'll start to realize that there's still going to be the down times. There's still going to be the days when you feel really tired and stressed. But you're going to feel that way, and you're going to realize that I want to solve this in a natural way. I don't want to distract myself with food. I want to truly solve this. And you will begin to find new answers in your life. And when you begin doing this, your body is going to change. You're going to look different. But most importantly, you are going to feel different. Please understand this more than anything, that your body will change, but your mind will change even more. Your mind can change right now into that of a thin person, the thin person who's been part of you your entire life. And so you can begin to just relax even more and allow yourself to make the natural automatic choices that the thin part of you makes already. And I'm confident that when you are done listening to this session, you will either have the change that you wanted, or you will go with an increased understanding of how to be in complete control of your weight. And you already know that the first step is to just relax. Give yourself the relaxation that you deserve. You work hard enough, and it's time to give yourself a break. Let yourself relax for a moment and just enjoy the simple pleasures of breathing calmly, closing your eyes, and just enjoying the simple things. And as you do, in your mind, begin to create an image of who you truly are. Imagine waking up tomorrow morning in the exact body that you want, the exact body that you crave. How would your day be different? See yourself getting up out of bed with that body. See yourself going through your normal routines with that body and see how it's different. See how your job is different. See how your relationships are different. See how you feel different. Notice the feelings of confidence and joy and hope that go along with that body. And remember that the doorway to walk through to feel this way, to get to this part of your personality, is to just relax. Just let go, exhale, take a deep breath, and relax. And follow yourself, follow your thin self, making the right decisions. And if you don't make the right decisions, you just relax again and let yourself go right back to the person who you know that you are. And now each time that you listen to a self-hypnosis session, you're going to find yourself going deeper and deeper, because that's the way that it works. Hypnosis is not something that some people can do and some people can't. It's something we can all do. And the more you practice it and the more you do it, the easier and easier it becomes. And you're going to find that each time that you go into hypnosis, the suggestions that are imagined or that I give you will become stronger and more powerful upon your unconscious mind to create the true, real changes that you want to experience in your life. And you're going to find that relaxation is something that automatically goes along with this. And I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I say 5, you'll be fully awake, completely refreshed, allowing yourself to be this new person that you feel like now. Number 1, slowly returning to your full awareness once again. Number 2, each muscle and nerve in your body is loose, limp, and relaxed, and you feel calm and peaceful. Number 3, from head to toe, you feel perfect in every way. Physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparklingly clear underneath your eyelids. You begin to feel the energy coming back into your body, a relaxed and calm energy. And on the next number I count, eyelids open, completely refreshed, excited about the changes and the experience that you've just had. Number 5, eyes open, completely awake, refreshed, excited about the changes that have happened, and looking forward to starting these new behaviors immediately, automatically. And this is just the beginning. If you've enjoyed this session so far, then continue, because the Program Yourself Thin course might be exactly what you're looking for in order to help you create the exact body of your dreams. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day, and remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels.